5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily jab of truth.
If you do not secure the border, now you are giving up any argument you have for the American people to put their faith in you. Will Republicans honor their campaign commitments to secure the border? Yes or no? What I am seeing right now from my Republican colleagues does not give me faith that they will stand up in the breach, as did those men who stood on the wall at the Alamo. I am tired of words. Things are going to change in this body. For the very people who sent us here to change things, and they think that some of us are just going to go along for the ride, they are sorely mistaken. We will not.
The time has come, I've had enough, I'm taking back my land.
Live, across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth, excellence, and optimism for America. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back, my friends. Hour number 3 of the Wendy Bell Radio Program, your home for common sense, conservatism, and reality. You know, I'm done. I'm done with bogus narratives. I'm done with triggered leftists. I'm done with people in my party who are corrupt and dirty. I almost find them more despicable. How dare you? How dare you pretend to be something that you're not? How dare you get into office and then go on cruise control and enjoy the perks and the insider trading and all of the other things that come along with being elected? You serve us. How dare you? How dare you sit idly by as this country teeters in a very precarious fashion? And those saying that the Constitution has been violated are the very ones who want to scare you into staying home. These are the people who want to tell you nobody needs a magazine with that many blah, blah. Who needs a yada, yada gun? How many guns do you need? It's not a bill of needs. It's a bill of rights. And I'm done with the usurping of my freedom and my right to stand up, to say what I wish, to question everything, and to protest. Don't you ever allow these people to frighten you into home, into some prison. Look, you've got to do what you think is right. You do you. That is our mantra. I'll do me, and you do you. It is the basic tenet of conservatism. Stay out of my life. Stay out of my bedroom. Stay away from my children. Stay out of my finances. And stop asking me to pay outrageous taxes for your out-of-control spending. Can you imagine what Alvin Bragg, if he didn't suck, what any of these individuals could do if they weren't so hell-bent on destroying America from within? How much time has been wasted? How many millions of dollars squandered? How many criminals emboldened? How many college kids given a platform to be nothing more than glorified crybabies who demand everything but have contributed nothing? How dare you? Sit down. Sit down, children. America's adults are done. There are too many parents in this country who didn't tell their children no. No, you will not talk like that. No, you will not do that. You know, we were on, and I've got meatier stuff to get to, but I wanted to share this with you. So we're on a soccer trip this weekend in Baltimore. Staying at a Marriott, whatever, Spring Hill Suites. Nice hotel. Because of the size of our children and the size of the beds, It is not feasible for us to stay packed into one room. We get two rooms. Twins are in their room. Joe and I are in ours. I trust my children to behave accordingly because they were raised that way. There was a team dinner after one of the games on Saturday night. Joe and I decided to go out, grab a burger and a beer. The boys were in the lobby with their team. And afterwards, we come home and we're walking in the stairwell to get to our room. The team of very nice boys runs by us, going bananas. It is 9:15, 9:30 on a Saturday night. I'm no prude. I'm no grandma. No offense to grandmas, but being 52, I go to bed a little bit earlier than I did when I was 22. Kind of behavior totally unacceptable. You don't kick a soccer ball in the hallway. You don't make a loud noise down the hallway. You don't run. You just don't. In civilized America, when you're raised the right way, you behave a certain way, no matter what. And I looked at Joe as the stream of boys ran by us, and I said, if I see Bob or Chris, all hellfire is going to rain down. I didn't. And I went upstairs, and I knocked on their room, which is right next to ours, adjoining rooms. Knock, knock, knock. They answered the door, and I said, Bobby answered. He says, you don't even have to say a word to me. There's a reason we're not there, Mom. Understood. Thank you. Shut the door. It is raised. You are raised a certain way. If you are raised to be a contributor, if you are raised to have obligations and responsibilities, if everything isn't always given to you, your parents can be affluent and still teach you responsibility. They can teach you respect. They can teach you as a young man. If you're going to a party or a dance or whatever, and there is a young woman in your company, you open that door for her. I don't care if she's your girlfriend or she's your best friend. It's called respect. And if you're a parent of a daughter, same goes. There are certain norms of behavior. We have a generation of people who've been raised by absentee parents or parents who checked out. I don't know what the heck the problem is, but we need to figure this out ASAP. Because these are the same kids who grow up and believe as Stanford Law School students that they should shout when a visiting federal judge spends time to come to your campus to have a conversation with you that you might be able to learn from because, lo and behold, it's called school. And you think it's appropriate and you are celebrated by your faculty and not immediately taken out of there, say, oh no, get out. You're going to behave like that? Get out. This needed to happen at home. And it didn't happen. And now the chickens have come home to roost with an entitled generation of suck. You want to know why businesses close these days? It's not because mom and pops don't have it in them anymore. They can't find the freaking workers. Why? Because CARES Act money taught everybody, why should I work when the government's just going to give me cash to sit home and do nothing, get high, contribute zero? And this is where we are. It's the shirt I saw in the diner in Bedford, Pennsylvania, working like crazy to support the lazy. You know if you're a parent of one of those lazies. Can you imagine how you would feel if the video from Stanford University got out? Because it's out there. They don't want it to get out there, but it's out there. Of these malignant crybaby children, law school babies shouting awful things to a federal judge that they knew nothing about. I guarantee you not a one of them did one iota of research on the man, where he came from, what he believed in, cases he had argued as a lawyer, how he ascended to the bench, cases he presided over. They don't care. And why should they care? When at places like UC Davis, their own chancellor doesn't do his due diligence. They are more worried about being triggered and sending a message of suck than they are about raising a generation of thoughtful, independent thinkers who realize that other opinions make them stronger. That hearing people who come from different backgrounds, i.e. the diversity of DEI, make them stronger. That the echo chamber and the cattle chute of putting on your clone trooper outfit, because that's what the freaking Uniparty is demanding, makes you a sheep. Not a sheepdog. Not somebody guarding the flock. But somebody who's being led to slaughter. And parents, let it happen. Period. We look around us and we wonder, how did this happen to our country? It's called good old family values. Moms and dads who try to stay together, and if they don't, they parent together, a unified force, even if it's in separate homes. Where there are rules, and rules are followed, and if they aren't, there are consequences. The Banana Republic is allowed to begin and expand and infiltrate and corrupt. Because not enough people are willing to stand up and tell their kid, sit down, Johnny. Not in my country. That needed to be said, and that needs to be shared. Because we have failed far too many children who've now grown up to be demanding, snotty teenagers, young adults, and millennials. Go put on the uniform. And then show us your protests. Wayne alluded to something very alarming. It's about banks folding. It's about all these million-dollar deals that the executives are getting, bonuses before everything goes bananas. And then what happens to the little folks, people like you and like me? You're in danger of losing everything. It's scary. Darn right it's scary. Good time to invest in precious metals. That's why we've aligned with Birch Gold. If you buy gold with Birch Gold of a qualifying amount, you can qualify for a free home safe. Look, inflation's bananas. Things are out of control. Who knows when crazy train stops? Best thing you can do is protect yourself and your assets. And if you haven't purchased gold yet, think about it. Go to birchgold.com right now. /Wendy/Wendy. Enter your information. They'll send you out an info kit. Look, there's no high pressure tactics here. Find out what they're all about. And if what they say speaks to you and you get in, you know, you get gold from them, you could get that free home safe through the end of this month. Birchgold.com/Wendy. Birchgold.com/Wendy. All right. I will hydrate, cool down, and cycle back with you here. Sometimes things need to be said, and that was one of them. You're tuned into the Wendy Bell Radio program. More right after this. Is there anybody in there? Why ever would you play this, Brock? I don't understand. You want me to be more comfortably numb, is that right? No, see, I'm awake, and so are you guys, and that is a good thing. I want to remind you, over the weekend, Hunter Biden actually came out and admitted, in fact, yes, the Biden family's China deals, yes, we've been making $1 million, yes, after years of denials. Joe Biden, though, when asked by a reporter, said no. Not true. Never happened. Really? You and your son might want to get on the same program, yo. You might want to figure that out, Joe. Hunter Biden Thursday admitted and then justified the Biden family's multi-million dollar business with Chinese entities close to the Chinese Communist Party after years of denial. How do you justify it? Well, they were just good faith seeds funds. Yes, seed funds, which I just shared with my uncle. You know, there's nothing to say. I'm a private citizen. Really? Let's remember a few things about the Bidens. They received $31 million, ladies and gentlemen, while Joe was vice president from the Biden Family Business Ventures. And what we know from our friends at MarcoPoloUSA.org, there are 459 fully documented crimes on Hunter's laptop. The link to that on our resources tab on the Wendy Bell Radio Network app. Marco Polo USA, I should say, issued a 630-page report with 2,020 citations that thoroughly document those 459 crimes committed by the Biden family and their business associates. That very report has been sent to the House, to the Senate, and to U.S. attorneys in the jurisdictions of the crime. They all know the goods, and they know who's got them. We also need to remember that Beau's widow and brother started an affair after Beau died. That Joe's daughter, Ashley, has alleged that Joe Biden took showers with her when she was a teenager. We also know that Hunter is denying child custody, child support payments to the daughter he fathered when he cheated on his dead brother's widow with a stripper. And we also know now that the fourth Biden, who may be getting money from all of these overseas business deals, may in fact be Jill. You think they're running scared now? I'm going to go with, yeah. The $70,000 to a person just named Biden, is it Jill or is it the big guy? Plus, investigations into Joe's and Jill's tax filings show discrepancies in the millions of dollars. How is that possible? How is it possible that last April we told you that an analysis of the president's financial records showed an apparent $5.2 million in unexplained income? You've got the IRS all over Donald Trump. They posted his filings and his assets and his payments online for the world to see. What about $5.2 million? Where'd that come from, Joe? Where'd it come from, Jill? The president's financial filings reveal that he declared almost $7 million more income on his tax returns than he did on his government transparency reports. And that the difference can be accounted for with salaries earned by the first lady and other sums not required on his reports. But still, there's this pesky $5.2 million earned by Joe's Biden family business not listed in his transparency reports. Why is he allowed to get away with that? And are you selling access to the Communist Chinese Party? Are you selling access to our oil drilling, our natural gas resources? Are you selling access to American farmland? Why didn't you investigate the Chinese spy balloon? Why haven't you investigated the origins of COVID? What does China have on Joe Biden that they're so scared that they need to arrest potentially a former president of the United States who probably is still the real president? And that's not a conspiracy theory. We'll chew on that and drop the video of the day. It comes from Washington, D.C. Oh, man. Wait for it next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Those of you new to the program, when you hear that, you know it's time for a decompression. Brock is trying to talk me off the ledge, and I do appreciate it. Welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio program. Hey, Brock, would you put up the Tara Reid tweet for me? Just to give you an idea of yet another example of ridiculous hypocrisy. Tara Reid tweeted this out. So I'm not a former porn star, nor did I receive hush money. I was a Senate staffer for Joe Biden when he sexually assaulted me in 1993. To date, no investigation, only media attacks and trolls aimed at me. I ask again at Marjorie Taylor Greene at Matt Gaetz, when will Joe Biden be investigated? Amen. Brett Kavanaugh, you saw what they did to him. Joe Biden can get away with everything. You know what's at stake here, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need me to tell you this. Look, I know it's easy to feel as though you are losing control over your slice of this great American experiment. And I get it, because I often feel that way too. And then every now and again, there bubbles forward proof from all slices of life, every zip code, every walk of life. Someone, whether it's a student or a little child or a grandparent or a soldier or just a man at his house, where my faith in reality and in common sense decision making is rejuvenated. And we stumbled upon this video. It likely was in 2021 when Tony Fauci and DC Mayor Muriel Bowser were going door to door in DC, knocking on people's doors to sing the triumphant praises of the COVID vaccine. This is for PBS. PBS must have been doing some kind of a documentary or what have you, saying how wonderful Fauci was, the sexiest man alive. Until they're greeted by a homeowner who answers the door and speaks the common sense that neither Fauci nor Bowser could push back against. And it is in this audio exchange that we want to play for you that triumph exists quietly in homes all across the fruited plain. Go.
The people in America are not settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot or a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot in miraculous time. It takes years to create vaccination.
Well, it used to take years.
Okay, it used to.
You know how many years were invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to do it.
20 years is not enough. And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if it allow thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to percolate in this country and in this world.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's much more serious
than the flu.
Though. Well, the flu kills a lot of people annually, too.
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20 to 30,000. You know how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000 Americans.
The number that you all giving that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
You gonna pass.
Yeah, definitely. When you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, there's something else going on with that.
Something else going on. You're right. But I'm glad millions of people like me and most everybody here didn't get an incentive. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city. But I won't keep you anymore.
It's okay, because my incentive, y'all campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is.
Boom. Look at that. Look. He could be anywhere. He could be in D.C. He could be in Omaha. He could be in San Antonio. He could be in Portland. This exists. People see through it. Why do some people see through it and some people don't?
And what did they do? They walked away.
Walk away.
I can't believe you're not doing it. I'm going to walk away.
And Fauci. 20 years of science. It's not enough. You push this out in 9 months. This man isn't stupid. They think you're stupid. And a lot of people might be. Not him. And then he says, you pay people to get it? You pay people to get it. This is about fear. Muriel Bowser thinks that she can react. She can connect with the guy because they're both black, right? You know why I can, you know why I'm talking to you this close? And he's like, I'm not buying what you're selling, sister. Because I have freedom of thought. And I'm not a sheep. Because I pay attention. And I've been reading. And I'm not just watching MSNBC or CNN.
How about the fact that he said no, and they kept talking to him?
Mm-hmm.
He stated, no, I'm not doing it. Mm-mm. They're like, do you know how much science is behind this?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to convince. Shut up.
How about this? Well, there was virtually no flu last year. Really? That was so magic. Wasn't that amazing? That flu, which is far deadlier for children than COVID, just poof. During the pandemic, during the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, this just in, 17 more deaths in our zip code, it just evaporated. So weird.
And 17 car accidents at the same time. Imagine that.
It's so strange. We've been living a High School Musical with really bad actors, and they're singing songs. Do you remember when we came on this program and we were telling you we were going through the laundry list of bribes? Some of our favorites on college campuses, which is absolutely reprehensible. Get your vaccination and join a lottery for a year of free tuition. Wait, what? Why are they so dumb? How about this one? If you get vaccinated, we'll put you in a lottery for a free truck. How about the free park license? You can go fishing for a full year.
How about Krispy Kreme donuts? You won't get COVID, but you'll get diabetes.
Come now, fast. Hurry up while supplies are still here.
And don't worry, we have the cure for that, too.
Wait, Brock, now how much would you pay? This is so weird because it's almost like we've heard this before. What
is that? The most incredible offer ever. Here's how to order.
Right? Right? And it's all brought to you by Pfizer. Oh my, what's that again? It's
brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer. Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Tony Fauci. Brought to you by Pfizer.
You didn't let me have the royal wedding. Brought to you.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
I mean, it goes on and
it's
on.
It's ridiculous. It's to the point.
On and on. I mean, come on. There is an element that we have to poke fun because it's so poorly acted. It's this whole Trump thing. It's so poorly done. Meanwhile, the real battle going on takes us to Arizona, where Carrie Lake is on the brink of doing something truly historic. Is it possible? Is it possible that she has the goods that can flip that election and prove such rampant fraud? 245,000 ballots that were rejected, that were kicked out of machines, that were purposely printed on the wrong paper, that a judge ruled was A-okay in a contest that was decided by fewer than 20,000 votes, and you're told it's safe and effective. Just do it. Everybody else is. It's the same ridiculous menagerie of poor acting and incredulous results. If you get it, you won't get sick. You won't spread it. You won't be hospitalized. You won't die. Right? No, believe us. It was all the safest, most secure election ever. How dare you? Carrie Lake now speaks to a Rasmussen poll which suggests she won. This ain't small potatoes, ladies and gentlemen. They had to cheat and to lie in order to install their frauds into office. I cannot wait for Carrie to join us Thursday. She's carved out some time in the later morning on Thursday to join this program. And we're going to ask her, you've got the goods. You've got the proof. You may be, in fact, the linchpin that unravels the greatest assault on our democracy, the infiltration of our elections. And I can't wait. Hey, this is a great time to tell you about Tom Yacopin and his team at West Penn Life and Health. Look, having money grow comfortably, guaranteed, right, gives you peace of mind. If you have $100,000 or more, say a bank CD or an IRA or something, and you roll it into Tom Yacopin's 5-year safe money annuity, for those 5 years, it's going to earn 5% interest every single year. Yep, money's going to grow for you. If you've got less than 100 grand, but at least 25,000, you're going to earn 4.8%. Fantastic rate of return, fantastic peace of mind. 724-228-7187. 724-228-7187. WestPennLife.com. You know, you get what you vote for, ladies and gentlemen, unless, of course, your vote is stolen, as it was in Arizona, undoubtedly. But for a CNN news crew that went to San Francisco to cover crime, boy, was that a kick in the face. The story, the result of rampant lawlessness by design. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Well, you know, your chickens have come home to roost when CNN is bemoaning the fact that they can't go anywhere in a city that's run by Democrats without being robbed, even when they hire their own private security. Oh, boy. You know what? I don't wish ill on anyone. I don't want anybody to get harmed. I don't take joy in people having, you know, crap come back to bite them and hurt them. That's not what this is about, usually.
Unless it's ratings.
Well, unless it's ratings, and then it's just delicious. Because CNN, when they thought they were going to bring Bill Maher out for that hour on Friday nights, yeah, it didn't go very well. How about this? CNN crew robbed while covering a story on crime in San Francisco. A CNN reporter freaking out on Twitter after she and her crew were robbed in San Francisco as they're reporting on a story about the rampant crime in the city. God bless. And she tweets this, got robbed again. We were at City Hall in San Francisco to do an interview for CNN, had security watch our rental car and our crew car. Thieves did this in under 4 seconds. She shares a picture of the back of their car where their bags are smashed in. Under 4 seconds, security stopped the jerks from stealing other bags. But seriously, this is ridiculous. The CNN national correspondent Kyung La said, unreal, but it's, hello, what do you think?
Do you think it became part of the story? I know that you always say, don't make yourself part of the story.
She became the story. She says, our hired security guard tried to grab the crooks. Glad he didn't get hurt. He got a picture of the getaway car. She puts it up with the license plate. To the jerks who stole our stuff, I hope someone on the site sees your plate and you get caught. Well, somebody did. And she ended up, so her passport and her driver's license were in there. She has to get back to CNN headquarters. What's that, Atlanta? So she's all freaked out. She's got to call the airport, deal with TSA. Apparently this happens so often that tourists' bags are stolen out of cars, that there's like a division at the airport, that they know how to go through it, that they go through a specific form of background check in order to at least clear said traveler to get on their plane, at least get back where they're going. Who wants to go travel to San Francisco? Would you ever in a million years go to visit Los Angeles? Would you be like, I cannot wait. It's going to be awesome. Really? Until something happens. Because it's a total environment of lawlessness and disorder on purpose. Would you ever go visit Philadelphia? Would you ever in a million years want to go by Chicago? Previously wonderful cities? Of course not. Of course not. So these are the people, Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, who's going after allegedly Donald Trump, who are spending hours and millions of dollars to cover for the Biden crime family syndicate, while violent crime, carjackings, stabbings, robbery, shootings in broad daylight happen rampantly. Through the roof, you get what you vote in. Of course, unless the system is rigged to steal your vote. And that is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And that is why I'm so interested in hearing Carrie Lake's voice. When I called her press guy, he was like, absolutely, we would love to come on your program because we believe we have the proof, we have the receipts, we have the documents that prove without doubt that Carrie Lake won and won in a landslide. Ladies and gentlemen, if they can prove that in Arizona, what happened here in Pennsylvania? Because we had a candidate just like Katie Hobbs who never debated and didn't really campaign. And we're supposed to believe that he won. Really. The truth is just a matter of time, my friends, to come out. But it takes fighters. It takes people who are paying attention. It takes that man in Washington, D.C., not intimidated by Tony Fauci's 20 years of science or Muriel Bowser trying to tell him, I got it. Well, I don't care what you got. I did my research. And my inclination is, hell no. So what's going to happen with Donald Trump? I don't know, but you know we will be on it. And in 21 hours, we will be right back here behind the microphone giving you the latest and the best information you can find to keep you and your family safe and educated. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Until tomorrow, peace.